Jamal Charles, holding his right leg.
So Jamal Charles, one of the best playmakers in the NFL, down with an apparent serious injury.
Typically, when there's a non-contact, it is not a good thing.
Justin Houston and head trainer Rick Burkhalter helping Jamal off. He's tried to put a little pressure on that right knee. However, every time he does, he winces in pain.
Jamal Charles, it looks, with preliminary reports, it probably looks more like a torn ACL than anything else. MRI in it tomorrow, and we'll see how that goes.
The first thing is, what is the offense going to be like now that Jamal is gone? I think that was the biggest thing is, you know, Jamal was utilized so much in the running game and the passing game. They utilized him so much in terms of formations, movements, protections. You know, he did everything. So how was the team going to adjust to that?
I think most people in this town, if they're being honest, would say that you really thought the season was over.
We all got to step up and miss Jamal Charles. Those are big shoes to fill.
I'm just here and trying to find any way, anything to help my team.
Charkhandrick, yeah, he was on practice squad last year. He's an undrafted guy. They don't really know much about him. You know, Spencer Ware, Seattle, out of the league for a year. What's he really going to do? So, to be honest, Ware and West weren't on the radar. Nobody really knew much about Charkhandrick and what type of player he was, how he would handle the spotlight, how he would handle the pressure of being the guy. I knew the coaches thought a lot of him. I knew that John Dorsey thought a lot of him. It was just how was he going to respond, you know, to that moment. You never really know until a guy gets in there.
You know, I think if you saw Charkhandrick West play in training camp and really even in the preseason games, you know, he flashed a couple of times where you went, wow, that guy's tough to bring down. You know, he's quick enough to be elusive and make people miss.
Play Charkhandrick West wide open.
But he's also strong enough to run through arm tackles, which I think is a must.
And West on second effort.
Charkhandrick West was great out of the backfield. He was a runner that would make you miss.
Handoff right side goes to West with a hole. Now dragging two Steelers with him in the open. Near side 25. Charkhandrick West won't go down.
He wasn't a punishing runner. He was going to take advantage of the space he was given. The key for the offense was to get him that space.
Handoff, cutback run West. Inside the 15 to the 10. Breaks a tackle. He's inside the 5.
Now a counterplay West.
Up the middle inside the 5. Touchdown! Kansas City and the Chiefs with an onslaught here in the first half.
For Spencer Ware, just block. Just go ahead.
And it goes to Spencer Ware driving for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
I would say maybe the second game we saw from Spencer Ware, he was just mowing through guys.
Now Ware goes right up the middle, 30-yard line, runs over the safety.
And so you can, if you have that one skill, that one quality, I mean, you can make up half of a dual running back attack. And that's really what Spencer Ware gave them.
And Ware plows into the end zone, right to left, touchdown.
Hand off Ware, Tran right,
slams into the end zone. Touchdown!
Where he's going to be able to give you a pass protection, he's going to be able to give you a between the tackles runner that can help wear down a defense. Then West can give you that lightning to where as a receiver, he can get in the open field, he can run all over defense, he can bounce it outside, he can hit the hole really quick on a trap, he can do whatever you need. Utilizing them together, if you do it the right way, defenses are rarely going to be able to stop.
Now he throws to West, wide open at the 40, 45, cuts it back at midfield, to the center of the field, around T.J. Ward, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City!
Lowers the
shoulder, gets into the secondary, and now tripped up, 30, 35, and it's tackled from behind, Spencer Ware!
I think now you know what you have in those two guys, and you know that either one of them can carry you throughout a game. And so I think now it gets a lot easier to protect your reps on Jamal Charles. I mean, certainly a healthy Jamal Charles is, you know, yards per carry, the best running back this NFL has ever seen.
Instead of Jamal having to take 35 touches in a game, maybe Jamal only has to take 15. Spencer's able to take 10. West is able to take 10, and then they're able to space it out.
When you've got Jamal Charles, and then you have the compliments that Charcandrick West and Spencer Ware can provide you that gives you multiple ways to beat a team.
You've got two different options and two different styles of options that you can get into the game, and dependent upon the defense, if one style fits better than the other, you've got another guy that you can make sure that you've always got a fresh body in there, which I think is important.
I would say that the running backs for the Kansas City Chiefs as a whole have an opportunity to be the best running back group in the NFL.
You work all day. You work all day. One, two, three.